the recent developments by the minority to decide that the way to protest what they deem persecution of Jachi Kwesing, in fact, they've added the minority leader as well, who is also standing trial, that any day the courts are going to hear their matters, they will be there. And now we know that Jachi Kwesing's matter will be heard every day. So it means every day they won't come to parliament. And we discover that initially they were going. So even without the requisite correct numbers, you were able to do business, because by the procedure, until anybody raises the issue, you can continue. Now they have tactically decided that a couple of their members will come into the house just to raise the fact that there's no quorum. So you are not going to have to be able to do any work. This will affect government.
My disappointment is not in any one side. My disappointment is in the members of parliament. Assuming, just for the purposes of argument, that the minority decides not to come to parliament for the rest of the year, the majority have sufficient numbers to do business in the house. So I will not blame the minority for any failure to do business. I'm saying that if there's a failure to do business, it is because members of parliament, and I'm not divided into minority and majority.
Okay.
We need 92 members to be present, and we need 138 members, 92 for ordinary business, 132 members, to, 138 members to take a decision. In each case, the majority has to do that. So you cannot blame the minority for not coming when you cannot mobilize your own members to be present to help business. Sometimes, unfortunately, as I said, the headline before add what you haven't said to their own government. But I've never blamed the minority.
Okay.
If there's a failure, it is a failure of members of parliament, including members on the majority. Our responsibility, first and foremost, is to be true to our oath.
All right.
I do know sometimes that mischief frustrates and deliberate mischief do frustrate the work of business. I know, for example, that on last Tuesday, was it Wednesday, about four committees were sitting. The public account was sitting. The subsidiary legislation was sitting. And I think another one, I think, and they drew one of other. So there was sufficient number of MPs in the presence of parliament. But because they were divided into different activities, all parliamentary business, there were not sufficient numbers in the chamber to be able to perform the decision.